So you've completed the implementation of your Windows Store application. What's next? How do you get it into the store so your friends, neighbors, and millions of Windows 8 users can download it? That's the topic of this and two other short screencasts that follow. When you submit to the Windows Store, there are a couple of unique graphic assets that you must provide, as well as some manifest settings that you may need to incorporate depending on the nature of your application. Let's take a look at the Visual Studio Manifest Editor to cover these topics one by one. In the Application UI section, you'll note that there are quite a few graphic assets that you can provide, some required, some optional. And here you'll note that I set up a few for my Ion Traffic app that I'm preparing to submit to the store. To summarize, Windows 8 applications include the following: a small tile image or logo that appears on the Windows 8 start screen, an optional wide tile image that can also appear on the start screen. If you provide this, it will be the default tile when the user installs the application, but he or she can always opt to use the smaller version. The design guidelines suggest using a wide tile only if you're providing some sort of tile notification. You'll also provide a so-called small logo that appears when your app can participate as a sharing target, when it shows up in a search, and when it's associated with a file type that appears in the file picker results or in the Open With dialog. You'll include an aptly named store logo that represents your app in the Windows Store listings. Now you'll need a badge logo only if your application can appear as a lock screen app, which itself has specific requirements. Lastly, you'll need a splash screen that appears on app launch. For each of these graphics, there are three or four scaling options that you can provide. For the required assets, you'll always want to provide the 100% scale version of the graphic, but you can also provide the other sizes, and they will be used depending on the resolution of the user's machine. If Windows 8 determines that a different scale is predicated and a unique image is not available for that scaling factor, it will scale the 100% image accordingly. You can produce these images in JPEG or PNG form in your graphics editor of choice, and note that some of the assets do support a transparency layer, in which case a background color of your choice will bleed through. Also on the Application UI tab, you have the ability to select which orientations your application supports. It's great for the user if you support them all, with design modifications that adapt the layout accordingly. That said, if you have an app, like say a game, that really only works in landscape mode, it's okay to pick just that one option. Picking no options, by the way, is tantamount to selecting them all. The Capabilities section is where you declare the specific features of your app that the user will want to know about before deciding to install it. These options refer to functionality that you've explicitly included in your app, and they will appear in the store listing from which the user downloads the app. If you implement a call to the GPS API, for instance, and don't specify the location capability, the user will get an access denied exception. Of course, so will you in your own testing, so you likely have the necessary capabilities selected at this point in your development. But be sure not to select the ones you don't need. A tip calculator, for instance, that indicates it will use the webcam and microphone is likely to arouse suspicion on the part of the end user and not be installed. Note, too, that the incorporation of the internet capabilities requires that your application have a privacy policy and that it be rated for ages 12 and above. Your application will not pass certification if this is not the case. The privacy policy itself is an application-specific statement that you provide regarding how you are handling personal information about the user. It can be written in your own words, no legalese required, but it should reflect the specific application, and it needs to be available both in the application itself, typically from the settings charm, and online, where a user can peruse it before installing your application. I've included a link here to a great article by Pete Brown with some guidelines for incorporating a privacy policy. The Declaration section of the manifest includes information on contracts and extensions that your application is leveraging, things like sharing and the search contract. Assuming you've tested your application well, there's nothing additional you'd need to provide here prior to submitting it for certification to the store. The Packaging section provides information uniquely describing your application and tying it to your Windows Store publishing account. While you're testing your application, you're likely leveraging a test certificate issued on your own machine. But when you submit it to the store, you'll get a new certificate that securely connects the Visual Studio project with an application profile you've created in your Windows Store account. I'll show you how that's done when we cover the actual store submission process in the last of this trio of videos. Once you have all of your graphic assets assembled and the manifest is configured, you'll want to do some last-minute testing of your app, and that's what we'll cover in the next section.